is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the
greenbacks tumble. Just need to finish typing one more thing. Be right there. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Your dial's set correctly, too. USAPrepares.com. Seal Ferris, are you cocked and locked?
Always.
We're broadcasting live, Studio A, high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli, and there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, usaprepares.com. Podcasts are free. Alex is producing the broadcast in Minnesota. It's Friday. Today's class, are you really prepared? Earthquakes. Have you experienced an earthquake? Have you? Are you ready? How about water? You know the drill. Matt Stein says it. Matt Stein says it every time he and I are together. 3 minutes without air, 3 days without water, 3 weeks without food. Let me say it a different way. Are you ready? Today, we're going to talk about before, during, and after an earthquake with our USAPrepares.com instructor, C.L. Passionate Ferris. CL's passionate about CL's passionate about preparedness and survival. And if you're new to our class, you're going to see what I mean about her being prepared in just a minute. Meet up tonight. Not one seminar, but two. Tony Pache is going to be discussing Civil War in modern times in Africa. And Bob Gaskin's in town, and he's going to be discussing society-ending events. Bugging in as compared with bugging out. And how to get home. Since most of us may be away from our homes when a serious event happens, like being at work, how do you make it home? What about the children? What if they are in school? Tonight, 5:30, Ziggy, Springfield, Missouri. Information's on the website, usapreparers.com. USAPrepares.com. Back to earthquakes. Welcome, CL Passionate Ferris. Let's talk about it.
Good morning, Ben.
Hey, good morning. Let's talk about earthquakes.
Yeah, let's do that. I mean, Ben, if I had told you that there had been an earthquake with structural damage and loss of life, what would your response be?
Do you mean like right now in the last 24 hours?
Yeah. Let's say it happened yesterday. What would your response be?
My response is that earthquakes are happening all the time, and they are increasing at an increasing rate, as far as I can tell.
Right. I mean, because we're not talking about just one earthquake happening yesterday or 10 earthquakes happening yesterday. The reality is that we are seeing somewhere between 20 and 50 happening on a daily basis around the planet, but we're not hearing about it from mainstream media. I mean, I don't know if it's because they're trying to avoid panic, but what we are seeing is that in this country, all three of the major national earthquake concerns are active right now. We've got the Cascadia, Juan de Fuca over there on the Oregon-Washington coast. We've got the North American Craton, where we just saw a 4.3 in East Kentucky 2 weeks ago. And we're seeing a lot more activity coming out of the New Madrid right now, with a 3.9 outside of Memphis earlier this month, and a lot of activity going on right now in the Boot Hill of Missouri. I mean, Ben, I think this is one of the scariest potential disasters there is, because the lack of timing that we have to be prepared for this onset, you know, I mean, earthquakes typically come with little or no warning. And if we are not already prepared ahead of time, we may not have any chance of survival. So.
No, you're right. They're instantaneous.
Yeah.
Absolutely instantaneous.
Yeah. And so what I thought we would do today is we would talk about what we could do to make our homes a little less susceptible to earthquake damage before a quake strikes. And in addition, what to do and what not to do during a quake. And then we also have to factor in what steps we should be taking after a quake has hit our immediate area. I mean, the problem is for most people in the listening audience, they may never have been in a quake before or even know someone who's been in a quake. So they don't regard earthquakes as, you know, a real danger to them. It's distant. It's something that happens to other people. The majority of the people know how to do what to do in the middle of a tornado or a flood or a fire. But I truly believe if you stop the average person on the street and you ask them a couple of questions about what they would do in the event of an earthquake, I don't think you'd get a lot of accurate answers.
Well, but, if you haven't been in an earthquake, it is a life-changing moment.
Yeah, you were in one, weren't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I was in California at the time, and I was involved in a startup company, and we were manufacturing satellite communications equipment. So we were in Silicon Valley back in the 1980s, and there was a 5.7 that was centered about 20 miles away on the San Andreas Fault. And the building shook. It was at night, and Mrs. Finelli and I were asleep. We had a large dog, an Alaskan Malamute, and that dog jumped into bed. Something that's never happened before. He was terrified, and the earth was groaning. The earth was literally groaning and growling and shaking. The building was shaking. And, you know, they're more used to earthquakes in California than we are in other parts of the country, and they think it's normal. But I'll tell you what, it is a terrifying experience because you get the feeling that the ground is going to open up. You just don't know where. You don't know if it's right under you or if it's where you plan on going. And the one that I experienced, it felt like it lasted 20 seconds. I'm not sure if it did or not, but it sure felt like it. And then there were aftershocks that went on for days. So is it serious? Yeah. Is it frightening? Absolutely. And as a matter of fact, CL, if you open a phone book in California, you know, just a telephone book, there's a page dedicated to what to do about earthquakes. And the building codes there require that you strap to the walls your hot water heaters. Now, have you ever seen a hot water heater fall over? I've never seen one fall over. But in California, because of the earthquakes, they want to make sure that, you know, 150, 160 degree hot water doesn't come splashing out and scald people. So they want those water heaters strapped to securely to whatever walls they are adjacent to. Seriously, that's building code. So, yeah, it's a serious thing. Please continue.
Well, I think one of the things that we can do today is provide people with some ideas of what they can do in advance of an earthquake to minimize their potential injuries. For instance, removing any heavy framed pictures from above our beds. Many people have things above their headboards which can drop suddenly, you know, during a quake and cause head injuries or cuts from broken glass. Also consider items on top of tall shelving and bookcases as potential projectiles during a quake. You know, it's along the lines of childproofing your home, except you are on the lookout for what could be a possible danger to you and your family members. I got a story I got to tell you, Ben, that I think you'll find kind of amusing. I shared this information with a woman recently about removing things above your bed, and the blood drained out of her face. And I'm like, wow, what's going on? She said, CL, I've got a 10-point buck head over my bed. It's like, oh, my gosh. I mean, during the quake, I mean, she could literally be impaled with that.
Yeah, and I'm so glad you've mentioned the seal. It seems like such a simple concept, but class, I don't know if you've ever been to restaurants that have things overhead, like overhead ductwork that you can see. And there's a restaurant in Springfield. It's called Fuddruckers. It's a hamburger joint.
Yeah.
And I've been there, and they have suspended from the ceiling airplanes and little cars that used to be common in the 1950s, you know, little fire engines, two-seater fire engines that children would get in and pedal around. And, you know, these things are hanging from the ceiling. And I'll tell you what, if one of these things lands on you, it's going to be a bad day for everybody involved. So yeah, and the plan is, you know, look up. Really, seriously, look up. Don't assume that everything overhead is just going to be fine where it is. And I, when I go to a restaurant, CL, you know, obviously I sit with my face to the door.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as an Italian or Italian descent, that's what we do. And and also I look up to make sure that, you know, a television's not going to fall on me. And, you know, they've got televisions up in the air at restaurants, too. So just, you know, no matter where you are, whether you're at work or at home or visiting the doctor's office, look up. Please continue. That's
yeah,
a really
well, you,
good point.
You mentioned, you know, California suggesting bolting hot water heaters to the walls, but we also need to think about securing bookcases and shelving to the walls so we can avoid getting trapped under them if they fall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And sometimes we overlook lighting fixtures, which
yes.
could also be seriously potential damage. From flying shards of, you know, broken glass and, you know, from chandeliers. One of the big concerns, though, that I have is the storage and placement of combustible material. Because many times during a quake, fires are part of the equation from either broken gas lines or high winds or both. And it is best to know where these volatile items are in the event that you need to move them.
Great point. And DuPont, the chemical company, requires their maintenance people to bolt to the walls filing cabinets. So in an event like an earthquake, they won't fall over and hurt you. So there are a lot of people thinking about this kind of thing. We need to think about it at our homes. I'm Vin Finelli. CL Passionate Ferris is with us talking about earthquakes. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-gene meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Okay, here's some survival stock. Freeze-dried soups, 3,000 packets. 150 carbon filters, that's enough to filter Lake Erie. 40 caliber center fire, 3,000 rounds, goodbye flash mob. And, yeah, my Kimberly wood stove. Face it, when it's 20 degrees and windy, your family needs reliable heat. They need the American-made stainless steel Kimberly stove. At 56 pounds, it can heat your home tonight and tomorrow and be hooked up to your cabin, boat, or RV, and it belts out 40,000 BTUs of dry heat. Boy, that'll dry out your house after a flood. And Kimberly burns wood scraps, driftwood, charcoal, pellets, even manure. And it's great for cooking, too. Take note, dealers want it. See JATOproducts.com or call 855-USA-STOVE. That's 855-USA-STOVE. JATOProducts.com.
Go to the Economic Collapse blog.com to see the shocking evidence that shows why America is heading for a complete economic collapse. That's the Economic Collapse blog.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Well, some of the controls. Alex has most of the controls. We're talking about earthquakes with CL Passionate Ferris. We're talking about overhead objects. And we're talking about lessons that you can learn very quickly and solutions that you can implement very quickly. Basically, you need to be aware of your surroundings and start looking up. Seriously, start looking up. Even when you're parked at a traffic light, look up and try not to park under something that that could fall on your car. Imagine a traffic light pole falling on your car. Seal, please continue.
Thanks, Vin. Yeah, there's a lot of information to cover today. I am a big proponent of the bug out bag. If every family member had spare clothing, shoes, food, and a portable Berkey water purifier located in a specific place, then they would have a huge advantage if they had to be on foot and relocating. And speaking of being on foot, if people just did this one step, it could make a huge difference. And it's keeping shoes by your bed, because if you have shoes by your bed, you can avoid cutting your feet on any kind of shards of glass that may have resulted when the, you know, the windows were blown out or whatever. And ultimately, we know that during an earthquake, we may not be able to travel by car. We know that roads and bridges and bypasses may be out, so our feet may be our only form of transportation. So if that's all we get out of this class today, that might actually help someone in the future.
I'd like to just bring something up about this. Years ago, I used to listen to Art Bell on the radio, and I think he was the finest broadcaster ever, in my opinion. And he had an instructor on, and this instructor happened to be in the air raids by the Nazis over England. in London, and this man lived in London, and he said exactly the same thing. He said,
oh, yeah?
You have no idea what it's like without shoes going outside during a catastrophe. Now, his was man-made. You know, he was in bomb sites and buildings were collapsing. But the same thing could happen in tornadoes, earthquakes. You're absolutely correct. I just wanted to underscore how important that point is. And I've got my combat boots right next to the bed when I'm not wearing them.
Yeah, it could make a huge difference. But during an earthquake, let's get into that because that's the thing I'm most concerned about for the students right now is what do you do when it starts shaking? What do you do and what don't you do? I mean, first of all, we're typically going to be looking at structural collapse. And this is a danger whether you're inside or outside of tall structures because of falling debris and breaking glass. But you also need to be aware of the fact that quakes may have caused broken water mains, destroyed natural gas lines, and there may be live wires around that have broken loose from the poles. So we absolutely have to assess the danger from all of these different perspectives. And what I want the class to know today is we're going to go through a variety of scenarios, starting with let's say you are in bed when the shaking starts. This is a really tough scenario, especially if you're a heavy sleeper. It may take several moments before you are alert enough to realize what is happening and react to it. I mean, all of the literature I've read says to roll out of bed, but stay close to it and get into a fetal position. This will minimize your exposure, but it actually serves two purposes. If any beams and ceiling structure is coming down, your mattress could buffer the impact. Being next to your bed, though, also could create a pocket of safety for you until the shaking stops. And then we know that oftentimes there is dust and or smoke that is a result. So we want folks to think about grabbing a sheet, a pillow, a blanket, whatever they can off their bed to try to breathe through it and keep from having to inhale all of that.
Great points. Excellent points. During an earthquake, C.L. Ferris. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. Meet up tonight, Ziggy's, 5:30, Springfield, Missouri. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dried guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House Survival Buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House Survival Buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com and like us on Facebook.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot
cheetahs?
Today.
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
During an earthquake, that's what we're talking about, with CL Passionate Ferris. CL, we talked about overhead falling objects. We talked about projectiles. We talked about dust. And you before the break, you talked about using a bed sheet as a potential dust mask. Great, great information. Please continue.
Thanks, Vin. Yeah. Ultimately what we want to do is get outdoors before any other aftershocks occur because, it's only going to get worse from there. But the bedding that you grab could also substitute for clothing, for a coat. If you cannot safely access anything else before exiting the building, there's going to be a number of different scenarios out there, but these are things to think about. Certainly the bottom line though is the grab and go concept, grab and go. It does not mean spending 5 minutes looking for your cell phone or your laptop. It means take whatever essential thing you can escape with and get out.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And there's, there's a lot of myths out there, Ben, as to what is good and what isn't. So I'm going to punch a couple of holes in these myths, if it's okay with you.
Yeah, please do.
You commonly hear things like duck and cover. Let's say you are at home, but you're not in bed asleep. Many people have been told over the years to duck and cover. You may or may not want to do that. Hiding under a desk and a bed can shield you, or you may just be asking to get crushed. They suggest getting next to a large object like a sofa, a refrigerator, or a washing machine, you know, leaving a small gap between you and it. That way, these objects can absorb the blows. And even though they may compress slightly too, it will increase your chances of survival. Another thing I hear is door jams. People have been told to stand in a doorway, but that may also be bad advice. If the door jam falls forward or backwards, you will have the ceiling falling down on top of you. Or you could be cut literally in half if the door jam goes sideways. So it's an individual's judgment call here, but a doorway may not offer the type of protection we need. Another thing that people talk about here is stairs. Some people will seek refuge under stairs, and there may be times when stairs can protect you, but you also run the risk of these stairs collapsing under falling structure. Now, especially if you're in a public setting, then hordes of people in a panic running on top of stairs trying to escape, and obviously not knowing you are underneath, the stairs may collapse under their weight. So again, you know, use discernment regarding stairs. The biggest question, though, is to stay or to leave. I mean, according to one report I read, the safest spot to be is along the exterior wall of your house or building. The further inside of the building you are, the more likely your escape path could be blocked. And in a severe crisis, there may not be help coming for some time. I mean, all we have to do is look at that ongoing situation that continues on the East Coast, because that was a real eye-opener for a lot of people. But the bottom line is we need to remain calm and be patient so we can think clearly. We need to assess the structure we are in. If it is severely damaged, we need to determine whether it is safer to stay put or to try to get out. And if people choose to stay where they are, they'll need to mentally prepare themselves to pass the time before help can arrive. Ultimately, water is something that we are going to need to access. And if it's possible, we need to try to get to a supply of water so we can avoid the onset of dehydration. Many people on the East Coast concern themselves with buying flashlights and batteries and generators, and they picked up a six-pack of water. I mean, we have got to stay hydrated so we can be alert enough to signal to our first responders, because one of the symptoms of dehydration is sleepiness, which would definitely work against us, you know, as rescuers are trying to locate us. They also recommend a predetermined place. Have a place figured out in advance, ahead of time. Just like many families have a designated spot to meet outside of the house in the event of a fire, we also need to know where we are going to go so family members can take a quick head count, determine who may still be missing, and also get an initial look at their injuries to assess if there's, you know, need for immediate medical attention. The one that I think is probably hardest to calculate in advance is if you are in your car or on public transportation. I mean, if you are not at home, when the quake strikes, you will need to think very quickly based on your surroundings. I mean, many people may be in their cars. And I think this is a particularly frightening scenario due to the serious injuries of collapsing roads and bridges and overpasses. And I mean, people need to quickly ascertain whether they should get out of their car or risk getting trapped inside of them. And one of the writers that I read suggests getting out and laying next to the car in the fetal position, and I don't agree with that for several reasons. Number one, the existing weather conditions at the time might be a huge determining factor there, but personally, I would want to get to solid ground and
Absolutely.
Not run the risk of the highway collapsing on me or under me.
Or another driver running over you.
Oh, God. But this is another time, Ben, when I would emphasize the bug-out bag. Because let's talk about this, okay? Let's say there's an earthquake. Let's say you're in your car. Let's say you actually get out of your car, okay? Especially for women, you know, if they've gone to work and they are in high heels and their car is not going to be their form of transportation to get back to their home, they absolutely have to have some other shoes or boots and or clothing in their car so that they stand a good chance of being able to make it back to their home on foot.
You know, you're talking about, Seal, you're talking about when help arrives. What we've done is we've prearranged with neighbors and friends that when these events happen, they're going to come and check on us, and we're going to go check on them. And, you know, we'll start with the telephone first after the event, and if we don't contact them,
yeah.
then we're going over there.
Yeah. Great
it's all,
idea.
All prearranged. It's all prearranged. We're not waiting for 911. We're not waiting for FEMA. We're not waiting for the Emergency Management Agency. We're not waiting for anybody. We've already prearranged this with our friends, our instructors, our family, and our neighbors and our community. It's already arranged. That's how we've taken care of it. And I suggest that the class takes care of that at their locations, with their friends, their neighbors, their family, their community.
Yeah, if we can actually convince them that this is a potentially severe threat.
Well, anybody in New York City understands it. you know, I think you're aware that I've called people on the East Coast, and I said, hey, so what are you doing? And they said, well, you know, just watching the news, and, you know, yeah, there's a hurricane coming right at you. Yeah, you know, we're watching it. And then everything's fine. We're watching the game. And after it... you know, their neighborhood was on fire or flooded, and houses were gone. And a lot of us are asleep. But I know people in New York City right now whose houses have been demolished. It's underreported. Whatever you think the news is telling you, it's way, way, way worse than what they're telling you. And there are people that won't have power before Christmas. Seriously.
Well, Ben, I mean... getting prepared is really such an easy solution to so many things. Having things already on hand in the event of whatever potential disaster hits is so life-changing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's also talk about after an earthquake, though, too, because I think in a chaotic environment, most people may not be able to be thinking real clearly, and perhaps we can plant some seeds. So, we know that earthquakes can create a tremendous amount of damage. They can weaken structures. They can break water mains. They can cause gas lines to break, and the result would be gas spewing, creating the risk of fire and explosions, and then you add to that the potential problems with live wires being down and it could be pretty hairy. So what we can do to give ourselves a greater advantage is to have a number of things readily available, as, you know, for the aftermath. For instance, basic things like flashlights and batteries. I mean, not only may we need to be able to see to navigate out of where we are, but it is also a great way to signal others regarding your location.
You're absolutely right. CL Passionate Farris, I'm Vin Finelli, USA Prepares. We're talking about earthquakes. And don't forget the possible cross-contamination of raw sewage and drinking water at the municipal level after an earthquake. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standard for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Line lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Well, we're talking about earthquakes. CL Passionate Ferris, the number one trending topic on TalkStreamLive.com. And CL's going to be at the meetup tonight, Ziggy's, Springfield, Missouri, 5:30. CL, let's continue.
You know, the bottom line in all of this, Ben, is that we have to be willing to take the responsibility for our own survival. Now, I think so many people on the East Coast, and God love them all, didn't take it seriously, didn't necessarily know what to prepare for, didn't prepare in advance, you know, and it's just such a sad situation up there as a result.
And I don't know what's so hard about it. Heck, just get the stuff you're going to need anyway. Just get it before you need it. Seriously, what's so hard about that?
Yeah. We were talking about flashlights and batteries before we went to the break. And there's one thing that I want to also suggest for the students, and that is to keep a small whistle with your flashlight equipment.
Mm.
Because we don't know what it's going to look like when it's all coming down. We don't know if we're going to be in the dark. We don't know if there's going to be a lot of smoke. You know, a flashlight signal may not even be visible, but a whistle can be audible for a long distance.
And a real good whistle, like good one of those playground whistles. Yep.
And, yeah, and, you know, it could help guide your rescuers to you. I mean, in the event that, you know, your batteries fail you, etc. One of the other things that I am very concerned about is people will not be thinking clearly. And as a result, they may choose to do things that would prove even more detrimental to them. For instance, using extreme caution when it comes to the use of fire. I mean, unless you have predetermined that there is no gas leaking around you and that flames will not ignite your surroundings, you know, in a sudden wind gust, it is much more prudent to use battery-operated lanterns, you know, and flashlights. One of the other things that we can do to give ourselves an advantage is make sure that every family member knows how to turn off water mains, how to shut off gas. You know, if either one of those functions requires tools, making sure those tools are readily available. I mean, just doing something as simple as maybe taking glass out of some pictures could be, you know, a huge advantage. But, you know, if you look back at some of the situations that we have seen, even just over this last decade, remember the Indonesian tsunami? You know,
yes.
That all started with a quake, and we saw over 300,000 people die as a result. I think earthquakes are the real sleeper, and they actually pose the greatest damage to us. I mean, there's lots of things that could happen going forward here, Ben, but this is happening right now.
And the earthquake could trigger a meltdown of a or many nuclear reactors. No question about it.
Do you even want to go there?
That's another broadcast. But,
Seal,
let's just revisit one thing that you said, and I think is one excellent takeaway from this class. You need to know where the shutoff valves are, class, for natural gas, propane, your main electrical service panel, and your water shutoff. You need to know where they are. And your homework for this weekend is to teach everyone in your family that's old enough to know about it and understand what it means, where they are, how they work, and actually do it. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. CL Passionate Ferris has been with us. She'll be at the meetup tonight, Ziggy's, 5:30, Springfield, Missouri. We've been talking about earthquakes. CL Ferris, thank you so much for being with us. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. And coming up next, Alex Jones.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.